Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Adam Sutton.
And whereabouts were you born?
I was born in Ormskirk.
And when were you born? Your date of birth?
I was born on 30th of October 1993.
And what do your parents do for a living?
My mother is executive nurse at Alderhay and my dad is a retired policeman.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school, Ormskirk School.
So how long have you supported Everton Football Club?
Supported Everton Football Club since I was born. And just since then I've loved every minute of going to the games.
And why do you support Everton?
I wouldn't say I supported Everton because of my dad, but I certainly became an Everton fan because of my dad taking me to the games, but I've really enjoyed being an Everton fan. And I will be until I decide to go.
Okay. So, can you remember your first Everton game?
First Everton game was Leyton Orient in the FA Cup, and we won 3-1.
Who did you go with?
I went with my dad, and I went on the train, then walked up to the ground.
And what station was that?
I got off at... got on the train at Town Green and got off at Kirkdale.
Who's your favourite player of the past?
I think Duncan Ferguson, my favourite player of the past, because he gave his all into the team and he loved Everton. And I don't think Everton fans can ask for much more of a player.
And what was your, who's your favourite player now then?
I believe Tim Cahill is my favourite player. I think he reflects Duncan Ferguson in a way that he loves the club, and well, Duncan Ferguson and Tim Cahill are both very good headers of the ball, but they might not be the best players in the world, but that ambition puts them up with the best.
Have you ever met a player, past or present?
Yeah, I've met many players, but the most memorable person that I met was probably Mikel Arteta when I was taken to Goodison Park on a stadium tour, and shook my hand and we had a photo taken together, and just I felt as if when he shook my hand I felt very important, and as if his Everton Football Club's where I belong.
What other players have you met? Any from the past?
I met Dave Hickson once after a game, and I feel very honoured to talk to such an Everton legend. I've also met Duncan McKenzie and also Bob Latchford as well.
And where did you meet Duncan McKenzie?
I met Duncan McKenzie when I was taken to the Everton communications team, and I sat down with him and had a good chat about football.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
Well, there's only been, well, apart from David Moyes, there's only been one manager, and that was Walter Smith. So if I was going to go by what I've seen from past Everton videos, say that Joe Royle is a very good Everton manager.
What was your most memorable Everton match?
Most memorable Everton match was probably last year in the FA Cup replay at Goodison, where Dan Gosling scored in the 118th minute and we beat our fierce rivals Liverpool and knocked them out of the FA Cup, and we went on to the final. And that was most memorable because apart from it being Liverpool, it was the way that we won it and the time that we won it after playing so well at Anfield and bring them back to Goodison and beating them.
How has going to a match changed? Do you do anything different from when you first went?
Well, when I first went, I used to just go and sit in my seat like for the whole game, and then I didn't used to go down at half time. But now I feel like a lot of things have changed. Like maybe the technology has like changed, so there's a lot of things going on. At half time you can watch things going on the pitch and stuff, and I also believe that the ticket prices have like changed and they've gone higher, but It's all worth it.
And what about the ground, Goodison Park? What's changed about that?
The ground hasn't really changed. Goodison Park hasn't really changed, but I think because I've sat in a few different parts of the ground, maybe my point of view of the ground has changed because I can see things in a different way in different stands. But there's been no building on the stadium or renovation as such.
Would you like to move ground? Would you like to stay at Everton or move?
I would love to have a new ground, but I would want Everton to stay in Liverpool and stay because we were the first team in Liverpool, and I believe that if we moved out of the city then it wouldn't be good for football.
Do you have any match day rituals? Is anything you do every time?
I go to the pub most times before the game, and when I arrive at the ground I usually run up and sit in my seat before my dad does, and therefore I can soak up all the atmosphere and just wait for the game to start.
And you still go on the train?
No, not anymore. We used to go on the train, but now we get a car with my friend and his dad, and we park at Goodison Motors, which is near the ground.
What's the furthest away match you've been to?
I don't know in miles, but it's probably the Emirates this year when Everton played Arsenal away, and we drew 2-2. But apart from that, I think Wembley is probably close. I've been twice, but I'd have to say I'm not really sure, but I think Arsenal's the furthest away ground I've been to.
Can you remember the game at all?
Yeah, it was probably one of the best away games I've been to, but we drew 2-2, and we were winning with about 50 seconds to go, and Arsenal equalised, so it was a good away game, but could have been better.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
My favourite away ground is probably City of Manchester Stadium, because I've been there twice, but only once to watch Everton. And the time that I went, we won Manchester City 2-0, and over like a couple of months, and not very long, Everton and Manchester City haven't really been big rivals, but I think now that Everton and Manchester City have become a lot alike, maybe not financially, but like in footballing terms, and it was a massive win because they hadn't been beaten at home all season, and for us to go to Manchester City and beat them was a massive result for Everton. And I was at that game.
What can you remember about the game?
I remember that I don't think we were on top, but we scored a goal in the first half. Tim Cahill scored, and from then on I think we controlled the game, and then I think it was in the 88th minute Mikel Arteta scored, and he went a bit crazy, but I can remember just Tim Cahill dummying the ball and just coming back to Arteta, and as soon as I saw who was running onto the ball I knew, and sure he just slotted it in the bottom corner.
Have you been to any international football matches?
No, I haven't been to any international matches. So,
what do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing a ground?
I don't really like the idea, because as much as I'd love to have a very large ground, I believe that because of Liverpool's bigger, wide range of national football supporters, I think they'd fill the ground, and Evertonians, because we're more of a Liverpool based club, I don't think we'd have the supporters to fill the full capacity.
Has football become too commercial?
I don't believe football's become too commercial, because it is the biggest sport in the world, and I don't think that it can ever become too commercial, but it is shown all over the world, and people love to play and love to watch football, and the more that's on telly then the more people are going to start doing that.
Can you tell me an Everton fact or a story that most people or some people hadn't heard of before?
Everton were the first team in Liverpool to go to the new Wembley and went twice, beating Manchester United in the semi-final and losing to Chelsea in the final. But I believe that I'm the first person out of all of my school friends who are other supporting clubs that I've walked down Wembley Way, and I think that's a great privilege as an Everton fan to do that.
And what about next season, and how do you think that the club will progress next year?
I believe that due to all the injuries and things that haven't gone right for Everton this season, we're still up there contending for Europa League place, and if we get all our players back and fit and maybe sign a few world class players, then we can surely challenge for a Champions League place, and hopefully we can keep progressing as a football club.
Who would you like Everton to sign?
I'd like to see a player who's not just there for the name Everton Football Club, or not just there for because of how much he's getting paid for every week, but somebody who wants to wear the shirt, and somebody who wants to wear the shirt with pride. I'd like to see someone maybe who can score goals and who can create goals. And there's a player who plays for Sporting Lisbon at the moment called Gian Moutinho, who's a very good player, and I'd like to see him maybe come to Everton, because there's been a lot of speculation over the past couple of years that he's wanted to come to Everton, and maybe he still does, and hopefully David Moyes can pick up on that.
Would you like to work in football when you leave school?
I'd like to become a sports journalist, and hopefully I can get along the track of Everton and maybe work for the club. But hopefully I can just work for like a footballing maybe newspaper, or maybe a website, which are just because of my love of the game, and therefore just want to make my career based around football.
Have you been to Goodison when there's interviews being done?
Yeah, I was taken on a day with the communications team with Ian Ross, and I was shown round by various people about what goes on with the communications team and what goes on behind the scenes to make Everton tick properly on a match day. And it's not just how it looks from the stands, it's a big operation, and it's very very intense down. It has to make things work perfectly, and if it doesn't, then things won't happen as you see them.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about you being an Everton supporter?
Well, I don't know, I just enjoy watching Everton, and I wouldn't pick another team in the world to support, because they might not be the best footballing team in the world, but they've got pride, and they go about things the way that football should be played, and they're a very honest and good football team to support, and I believe that it's been carried on throughout the years and throughout the managers and players that football should be played as Everton play football.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you.